Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about Renee Grant Williams being back on the show, too, ladies and gentlemen. Renee is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the voice expert in our Brain Trust. She's a voice, the voice coach to the stars. She's got a client list that would rock your world if you when you see who all she helps with their singing voice and their speaking voice. She's the author of Voice Power, and she's our good friend, Renee Grant Williams. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I'm happy to be here.
It's always good to have you back. Renee, one of the things that happens in a conversation, there are times when people speak, and there are times when you speak, but there's something else that's pretty handy in a conversation that's often makes people uncomfortable. And the power of it, the value of it is often overlooked. And that's when no one is speaking. What do you think?
I call it silence, the anti-voice.
The anti-voice.
To be
honest with you, Renee, silence on a radio show is a little bit different from silence
yeah.
when you're looking at somebody face-to-face.
Silence is not a good thing on a radio show.
Right. But tell us why silence is the anti-voice.
For some reason, Americans especially are very uncomfortable with silence. And I think we suffer in negotiations sometimes because of that. Sometimes the best thing to say is to say nothing at all. You give away less to your opponent and you encourage them to speak out.
Do you think it's nervousness? Do you think it's insecurity? What makes us do that?
Well, I think we sort of feel that it's our responsibility to make everyone comfortable with the conversation,
yeah.
and that somehow we're responsible when there's a silence and we rush in to fill it up when it's not absolutely necessary at all.
Especially when we're selling.
Selling is so important because it gives you time to think of what you're going to do and say next, and it makes the other person uncomfortable and forces them to rush in with an uncleared thought, with an ill-considered thought.
And when you say silence, you don't mean 3 minutes. It could be 3 seconds, right?
Absolutely. I think it was Clint Eastwood who had a coach, and was the greatest lesson he learned was this: don't just do something, stand there. The opposite of don't just stand there, do something.
Right, right. Well, you know, now I have to tell you, Renee, women experts, and I'm talking about women who are experts on women, have told me on my show before that women, I think they would say that women are more likely to violate this little rule you're talking about than men are, that women are more uncomfortable with silence than men are. What do you think?
I think that's right. And I think it's essentially because women feel responsible for the well-being of all present in some way or another. And if
yeah.
If you have a silence is uncomfortable. So women being perhaps arguably more nurturing than men, women rush to change up a situation that might be uncomfortable for all involved.
Right.
Well,
I think it's important to, you know, I do think it's important to point out where there are differences and who needs to work a little harder on this thing or that thing or whatever it may be, because It is. We are like that. I mean, men have, we have our ways too, but this is something to, some, it's just something that, that I think need to be pointed out. So how do we do this? How do we learn when to be silent? How do we determine when silence is a good thing?
We determine when silence is a good thing when we don't want to display our hand, our strategy to the other side in negotiation. Silence is also a good thing when you speak and you leave space, just a space for a consonant or a silence to drop the conversation level down, and then that affects the power of the individual words. If I say, now I'm going to stop.
Is it possible, Renee, that you could set yourself up for that? One of the things it seems to me that creates that doesn't create silence, or the ability to have silence, is the way we answer questions, the way we ask questions, the way we answer questions. For example, if you ask me what I thought about something, you posed an idea and you said, what do you think? I can answer that one of two ways. I can say, yes, you're correct, and here's why, and I go on for 10 minutes. Or I could just say, especially if you, as you said a minute ago, I didn't want to overplay my hand, if in a negotiation, for example. Or here's the other way I could answer it. I could just say, I agree.
And that leaves it open to interpretation.
And it doesn't play my hand. It gives them information they ask for, but it doesn't overplay my hand, and it allows for some silence. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely correct. It's easy to let your need to break that silence undermine everything you have to say.
And if I may wander over into that dangerous water just a little bit, I think men are more likely to answer a question with a very short question answer than women are. I think women will say, I agree, and then tell you why they agree, and maybe they don't need to do that.
Well, I think you're absolutely correct, because it's a very poor negotiation strategy to fall victim to the concept that you have to make everyone else comfortable. I think
Renee, hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break, folks. We're going to come back to the silence thing and talk some more about it after these messages with Renee Grant Williams. Her book is called Voice Power. 20 after. Stay with us. And I found out
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.